time for Doc Talk.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Yes. It was about a week ago that you called me and said, hey, I forgot. Is that supposed to be today?
Oh, man. Thank you for bringing that up, of course.
Of course.
It seems so simple, and maybe it is, but maybe it's not to me. But in the office, because of the computer systems and the HIPAA privacy rules, a lot of times, so our schedule with the patient names is in one computer system, and it does not synchronize with our phone calendar or the Outlook system. And you have to log in with security protocols to see the patient names, which is where it says radio show. And so that's why I thank you for your graciousness and letting us come back this week. But today, before I leave, I am putting it in my iPhone calendar here for the whole year. So I apologize, and I think we'll get it fixed.
We only got one more show left for the year, though.
And then maybe the next year, too, if you'll have me back, that is.
Well, of course. We'd love to have you back. You're always welcome here.
Oh, thank you.
I was talking a little bit earlier, you and I always look forward to getting to sit down and talk with you because you're just a wealth of knowledge and you love sharing it and you've always got funny stories to tell me.
Well, thank you very much. I do have a funny story. This is one of my favorites, and it's kind of a holiday story also.
Okay.
And so I know we got also a special guest here today, and I know we're excited to introduce my partner, Dr. Ben Adebayo, but let me break the ice with the funny story.
Okay.
This is one of my favorites. And so it happened many years ago around Thanksgiving, and a patient came in, a new patient. I'd never seen her before. And this is back when I was in Fort Wayne. And she came in, she had a challenge with some problems that she wanted fixed. And so she came in, and as I'm talking to her about the problems, normal stuff, cramping and bleeding, so we were figuring out a solution. But when I went down below to do the pelvic exam, and I sometimes it can be a little mischievous, I noticed that she had glitter all over her legs and her pelvis and her private areas. And I don't think she realized she had glitter. And so my nurse was in the room with me, of course, and she saw me smiling at her. The nurse saw me smile. She's like, she started shaking her head like, don't do it. She knew I was going to make a funny joke. So I said, oh, I see you fixed yourself up for me today. Or is this how you are every day? And she's like, what are you talking about? And I go, well, there's glitter down here. Everything is real shiny and nice. And she goes, oh my gosh, I can't believe this. She was so embarrassed. I'm crying, laughing hysterically. My nurse is crying, laughing. The patient's like, I can't believe that. She said, I got dressed in my daughter's bathroom and I used her Jergens Shimmer and Shine lotion accidentally. I didn't know it was a Shimmer and Shine. And so I thought I was so funny. So to round that story out, she came back to me, because a lot of people said she'll never come back. She came back to me, and she came back after Thanksgiving, and she said she told that story at the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Oh.
And it turned out to be the best laugh her whole family and her had the entire holiday.
At least you were able to bring joy for a holiday.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yes. Oh.
So we're going to bring one story every time. We have a ton of them. And I guess I'd like to introduce with that Dr. Ben Adebayo, who he and I have been working together in Fort Wayne previously for almost 4 years. And he's now here in Rochester with us, which is fantastic. And when I met Ben, he was finishing his residency in Toledo, Ohio. And he interviewed in Fort Wayne about 4 years ago. And he was a guy who I saw was caring. He had knowledge. He wanted to learn Da Vinci robotics. He wanted to take care of women in the same compassionate, caring, and understanding way that I believe is very important. And so to me, I feel like it's God's plan ultimately. I think everything happens to us as God's plan. But that we have the opportunity that Dr. Adebayo is here in Rochester, and we're at the same office at Woodlawn Hospital and seeing patients, delivering babies, and doing Da Vinci surgery. So with that, I'd like to introduce Dr. Ben Adebayo.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing fantastic. I Am I going to ask the questions? You going to ask the
questions? Sure, we both. Let's interview him. I think it's kind of fun. So we were talking on the way up today. I said, how many interviews have you done? He said, well, he did only a couple radio shows or interviews in his career. And I guess I've been doing a lot of them, and I've never met a microphone that I didn't like to talk into. And so, but he's such a character that we have to see if we can break the ice with him.
Okay.
Sure. What do you guys want to talk about? I can answer any questions you guys might
tell
have.
Me about number one. You're really up to date, and you're really smarter than me, and you're teaching me things every day because he's doing a lot of the research. Tell me, number one, you had talked about kind of the community and the public health thoughts on the coronavirus and the, you know, the things we had talked about. You kind of explained it better than I could.
Yeah, sure. Again, thank you for having me on the show. This year has been a tough year for everybody across the nation, across the world. Our community here in Rochester is not spared. COVID has upended everybody's lives, and I was reading an article in the New York Times a few weeks ago, and the headline was, where have all the heart attacks gone? You know, because we see a lot more cases of acute medical problems, like heart attacks are down, strokes are down, cancers appear to be down. But it's not because these things are really down. It's just because people are not going face-to-face to seek care for those things anymore, which is kind of alarming, which is concerning, because people are now presenting in worse stages. They are presenting more sick instead of coming in at the acute early stages where we can really do more to help them at that point, as opposed to later when their disease is more progressed. So the whole message behind that is that people need to come in. I'm glad we are in Indiana, unlike some other states that are very restrictive with lockdowns and things like that. So we are open. The hospital is open. The clinics are open. We encourage women to come in for their care and not wait until things get really bad before they come in.
Absolutely. I think we've kind of talked about that in the past. And I know I've talked about it with Dr. Ali. He said there for a while, you know, everything was down because nobody wanted to come in for anything.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, Dr. Ali does a great job at Woodlawn, and I appreciate his leadership. And without Dr. Ali, we might be in a worse position. But Woodlawn really has the strategy they've taken with Dr. Ali and the other rest of the leadership team has been amazing through this. And they've been able to still see patients in a safe way. And stay open and functioning. And it's made a difference for the patients who needed the help.
Yeah, I agree. And so you guys kind of moved into town right as COVID really took off then.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You know, my wife was telling me the other day, she's like, you know, Jeff, it's not even been a year yet. I'm like, oh my gosh, wow. Yeah. Feels like it's been 5 years, but you're right. It was last year in January when all this, the first case hit, and I think in March-ish was when kind of things started getting crazy.
Yeah. Friday, March 13th, everything shut down.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's pretty wild. I didn't know it was the 13th.
Yeah. We got the boys high school basketball was in postseason, and the IHSAA said, we're done.
Wow.
In mid-postseason, and, well, that was the end of that for us. And everything seemed to go downhill from there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then the other message I wanted to pass across to our listeners today is that also we have this great OBGYN program we're building at, you know, Woodlawn that we wanted people to know about. Dr. Klein and I brings a wealth of knowledge and experience to be able to help the women in the community. So if they're used to traveling to South Bend or Mishawaka or Fort Wayne, or even Indianapolis for their care, I think it would be great for them to at least check out us first, you know, before they go to all those other places, because we are right here in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We provide a great deal of services that they can definitely benefit from.
Yeah, Dr. Adebayo and I, we were used to being the guys who would receive the patients from out of town. So they would come from other places and say, hey, our doctor, you know, wanted us to get a second opinion or get another thought. And so So for me, for 17 years, for him, for 4 years, yeah, we were the tertiary, normal OBGYN office. And so when we came out here, that's what we brought, that experience. We're like, oh, yeah, this is normal stuff for us. And I think in the past, because they really hadn't had people who really felt the same way OBGYN-wise as we do, we're like, yeah, we're happy to take care of your complex issues, your normal OBGYN stuff. It's bread and butter for us. Complex surgeries are something we're used to. An element of high-risk obstetrics. We're limited only by the rules of the state of Indiana that some high risk, we have to send it somewhere else. But as far as most normal obstetrics in your lower high risk, if that makes sense, sure, that's kind of what we're used to doing. And so then when Dr. Alley and the leadership team agreed to purchase the Da Vinci system, that was like giving a kid a free pass in a candy store for us, because we love the Da Vinci robotic surgery system. I know I've about 1,000 of them because I've been doing it for 15 years. Dr. Adebayo's done about 100 of them already. And now we have Dr. Pullman on board, general surgeon. And so we have a full-fledged Da Vinci program going where women can come in and have a hysterectomy, for example. They're going home the same day, driving the next day. I've had women tell me they've only taken Tylenol afterwards. Some women need a little more pain medicine, but it's amazing that they can get back to life right away. And so we feel blessed to be able to offer that to the patients here in Rochester and the surrounding areas. And we come from the experience where we were the guys in the ladies. We had female colleagues in Fort Wayne also. We were the ones who would get the call at 2 a.m. saying the helicopter's on the way. We need you up in the OR when the helicopter lands to take care of this patient. And so for us, that we're in a little bit of a less acute issue or place now, we like that. So it's okay that we're not receiving the helicopter here in Rochester, you know, that we don't have those crazy critical cases, but we bring that experience where we've been there. We know what to do if something unusual shows up. And so this is a wonderful place, and we're just building the practice. And between the both of us, we are offering same day or next day consultations. So we have the availability that if a woman says, oh my gosh, I got this problem, I need in right away, we can usually get you in same day or next day. And especially if it's a new problem or a big issue, a pap smear and stuff like that, that might not be tomorrow, because right, those could wait. But if a woman has a problem, we're here for her, and we want to help her get back to feeling the way, the best she can be.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got a question kind of for both of you. As Woodlawn and other hospitals are starting to get more and more OBGYNs, are we starting to see a transition from less general practicing doctors delivering babies to more OBGYN deliveries?
That's a great question. I guess I'll take the answer first and let you tell me your experience, because we both kind of trained in the Midwest, and I would say that in the bigger cities, there are less general doctors delivering babies, mostly because of the malpractice cost and the busyness of their other non-obstetric patients. But in the smaller communities like Rochester, I think it's vitally important to have general practice or family practice docs who can deliver. And I think that's where you'll see it continue. It needs to, because that's a skill that is wonderful to be able to offer and to be able to do.
Absolutely. I completely agree with what Dr. Clyde said. But in addition to that, we have family practice physicians in Woodlawn who also do obstetrics as well. So we're not in competition with them. If you want to go the family practice route for your obstetric needs, we are totally okay with that. Or some of your gynecologic needs. They are our partners. They are our colleagues. They consult us on things that are strictly, you know, gynecology. For some of the things within the realm of obstetrics and gynecology that they don't do, we are able to, we work well together with them to take care of those things. You know, so we are not here to take over the care of women or to take patients away from family doctors but we are here to work alongside them, you know, to provide consultation when needed, and then to just work together to take care of patients in the community. That's all we're about.
There might be an analogy that came up when I was listening to Dr. Adebayo is, like, during pregnancy, for example, the OBGYN or the OB person taking care of the pregnant woman will automatically take care of any diabetes or high blood pressure that happens during the pregnancy. But outside of pregnancy, typically an OBGYN won't take care of your diabetes when you're not pregnant or your high blood pressure when you're not pregnant. So I kind of feel like that's kind of how we overlap. And so I'm impressed by the family docs here in Rochester, and their skills are good. They're very knowledgeable, and we're actually working as a team. So we actually try to help each other out, where some of them have different interests in women's health. So it's not really working in silos, like Dr. Adebayo said. We're actually working together, and so we might actually have some patients say, you know what, for this topic, for this gynecology need or whatever, Dr. Celio is really good. She's a new family practice OB, and she really likes women's health and infertility. For, you know, Dr. Ricketts is very good at specific things, especially C-sections, and Dr. Sanders is very good. And so all the docs here have their own little niche, and we all can complement each other, and then that experience adds to the patient's satisfaction and being able to get them feeling normal again.
So I guess the big question, I don't even remember if I asked you this one or not.
Yeah.
What brought you guys to Rochester?
Great question. I love it. I don't think I've told this on the air, and I don't know if Dr. Alley specifically knows this, but when I came here last year, I thought this, I had gotten a call that they needed help, and I was like, well, this sounds pretty cool. It's 55 minutes from Fort Wayne, where my family and my wife's family and extended family are. So I came out here and I was like, oh my gosh, this place is amazing. It was like a little hidden secret to me. I just didn't know. So I got out here and I'm like, this is a wonderful place, wonderful people, where they appreciate the quality of care, and they appreciate me as a physician who's trying to make a difference. And what I found over the years is, as the systems in the bigger cities got bigger, it's more complex. And so the individual person isn't as important as the whole group. And so it's kind of that lost that personal touch. And so for me, when I came out here and met Dr. Alley and Paula and the other physicians, I thought, well, this is a wonderful place. And I realized that's probably why many of the physicians have been here 7, 10 or more years. And so I was happy to be offered an opportunity to be here. But I was actually interviewing all over the country last year at this time because of my Da Vinci history. A lot of hospitals had wanted me to start a Da Vinci program. Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, California, up in some colder areas also, Minnesota. And and so I actually had another place in California that was really trying to get me to come out there. And so it was around this time last year that I came here, and I'm so glad and thankful to God. Really, it's God's plan that I ended up coming here, because this is the best place, and I love it. And my goal is to retire here. The only thing that would change that is if I hit the Powerball lottery. but other than that, I'm going to be here for 20, 30 years.
You know, that's the same thing that I've said. I'm going to retire from here unless, you know, I hit those magical numbers.
Right, right.
But to do that, I've got to spend the money too.
Right, right. True.
All right. For me personally, why I decided to come to Rochester, there's quite a few reasons, actually. One is, of course, I've always wanted to work where there's a need, okay? And Rochester, like most places in rural Indiana, are medically underserved areas. So that's one of my goals going into medical school, you know, is to eventually end up in an area where I feel my skills, my knowledge can make a difference, where I'm not just another, like where we came from, in Fort Wayne, there were probably, 15, 16 generalist OBGYN. So even as a physician there, you're just a number. If you leave, you don't come in one day, nobody will notice. You know?
That's so true. It's so true.
I wanted to work in a medically underserved area because from what I've seen, what I've known, what I've heard, what I've experienced, those you are more appreciated there. And you tend to make more difference in people's lives there. So that's one. Then two, secondly for me, of course, was I wanted to go to a place where the administration listens to you, where decisions about how to care for patients is not coming from the top, where it's actually you in the front lines making the decisions, suggesting to administration and the administration making a change. And in this case, one very good example of that was before Dr. Clark joined Rochester, there was no surgical robot. You know,
right.
Those things are usually very expensive, costing anywhere from $1.5 to $3 million. And when he came here and asked for one, within a very short time, the hospital decided to purchase one. And so that tells me they have an administration that listens to people at the front lines here. And of course, coming to work with someone you've worked closely together with in the past, where you've worked well together to join forces together to continue the good work you've been doing at a separate location. Those three are very big reasons for me why I decided to come over here. Absolutely.
Yeah, one thing I told Dr. Alley and Paula McKinney and the leadership team of Woodlawn is, to me, I care for my patients. I always have. I mean, I care about them. I fear for them. I stress at nighttime. Because I want to make sure that they do well. Their babies do well. And to me, it's so important to make a promise or to try to say, look, I'm going to help you get through your delivery and get this baby delivered safely. And so to fulfill that promise or commitment is really important. And so at nighttime, if I'm not on call, because I have a family and some little kids, and I have to have the times when I'm not on at night, to have someone who I know when I'm not able to take the phone calls at night, I trust that he or she will take care of the patients in the same way is huge. And so for me, when Dr. Adebayo told me that he was going to be leaving Fort Wayne, that he's looking for another opportunity, I was like, this has got to be God's plan, because I don't know anybody else right now that I could say I trust at night fully 100%. And so that is so important to me, that so if I'm off this weekend, I'm going to be off. My daughter's having unfortunately a second back surgery, her first back surgery at Cleveland Clinic. Hopefully they correct the challenge that happened in the first surgery somewhere else. So I'm going to be off this week for her surgery, and I know that Dr. Adebayo will be on call. Dr. Ricketts also will be on call. And so for anything that happens, I know my patients will be well taken care of, and by someone who's kind, compassionate, caring, and knowledgeable. And so that's another opportunity here that I think is so unique to what we're doing and where we're at right now.
Absolutely. And finishing residency, graduating medical school, going into OBGYN, I mean, my mantra, when I left training was always to take care of any woman, every woman that I come in contact with as a patient, is to take care of them like I would either my mother, my sister, or my grandmother. Those are three big, important people in my life and my goal. And I believe Dr. Clyde shares that view, is to take care of those patients like we would our own families, the women in our lives.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Dr. Adebayo, welcome to the community.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And Dr. Clay, thank you for stopping by again.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you next month, and always feel free to bring a guest.
You got it. Well, thank you. I hope we haven't scared him away, and he'll be back here. I know he'll be back here next month. I'll put in my calendar today. And if anybody needs an appointment, they could call 223-2020. 223-2020 is the number to the hospital. And this week, we might be a little tighter since I got to go be with my daughter. But I know we're offering the same day, next day consultations, because so people have been holding on to issues and problems that I think now is we're a little bit better with the coronavirus. We're taking the precautions, but we're here to help.
Right. Absolutely. Take care of yourself. Take care of your daughter.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next month.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.